This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
But you just come around the corner, and you were driving 90 miles an hour, and you come sliding in, and you stopped, and you got out of your car, and you walked up there, and there was a police officer standing there. And immediately, your heart condemns you.
Oh, yeah.
Did he see me do that? And he starts to say, "How are you doing, son?" And you say, "I'm guilty. I was driving 90. He didn't have no more idea of that. He said, "Well, come on. Let me write you a ticket, right?" You just confess with your own mouth, and you just condemned yourself, right? If you had kept your cotton-picking mouth shut, he was fixing to say, "Good morning. How are you doing?" But your heart was condemning you because you knew you were living in sin. And so when he started to say, "Good morning, how are you doing?" you just immediately blurted out of your mouth, "Oh, I was driving 90, I'm sorry." Well, see, when the devil, when he puts something upon you, if you wake up and say, "Oh my goodness, I got a sore throat, I got a backache, I got something, I mean, I hurt, oh, I'm terrible, I guess I better go to the doctor." You've just sinned and you give the devil legal right to get you. And then your backache or your bronchitis or whatever is going to stay there for a week or two or three because you just opened a door. But in Luke 10, 19, and 20, Jesus is speaking, "Behold, I give unto you power or authority to tread or trample on the devil, serpents and scorpions," or the devil and his demons, "and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits," or the evil spirits, "are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." So if you've done what James 4:7 says, if you submitted to God, you can resist the devil and he will flee from you. How do you resist him? With the Word of God. You take the Word, you resist him, you drive him away, and if he has no legal right to you, he will go. And if he comes to you because of legal right when you sin and you get one of those fiery darts, now, how many of you have read in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16, that there is a flaming, fiery dart from the devil?
Yes.
Let me tell you, those things are literal. They're standing around with their bows drawn, with them flaming arrows, watching you right now, waiting for you to sin. When you sin, guess what they're going to do? They're going to turn that thing loose and it's going to hit you. "Oh, I just got a pain in my side. Oh, just got a gallbladder attacked," or whatever. Yeah, it was a flaming arrow because of your sin. Now then, if that flaming arrow, in fact, I was talking to a person one time, and they had a tremendous back pain, and they had sinned, they'd done some little something, and this pain immediately hit them, and they repented, but the flame, the burning and the fire was still there. And it was there for a couple of days, and they could not get over it. And they finally went to the Lord and said, "Lord, what is wrong? I repented, and this pain is still here." He said, "Reach around on your back and pull that flaming dart out of your back." I thought, "What?" And I said, "Lord, I don't see nothing." He said, "It's spiritual. It's spiritual. Didn't you remember I said that the devil has those flaming, fiery darts? Well, when you sin, he hits you with one." He said, "Reach around there and by faith, pull it out of your back where the pain is." The guy reached around there, put his hand around it, and jerked that thing out, and instantly the pain was gone. Isn't that amazing? The Word of God means what it says. But see, in the spirit world, when you sin, that flaming dart, when he puts it in you, it brings pain to your flesh. It brings pain to your flesh. And what do you get by with in the spirit world?
Nothing.
I mean, there's a police officer, a demon. If anybody here today that's a police officer in the world, don't get me wrong. I'm not calling you guys demons. You know, I'm just associating your job with the demonic world. The demonic world cannot attack you until you give them legal right, just like a police officer in the physical world cannot attack you until he gives you legal right. Now, the big difference between the police officer in the physical world and the police officer's demons in the spirit world, the police officers in the physical world very rarely will entice you to break a law. Very rarely. You know, you don't hardly ever drive up beside a police officer that's driving 60 or 70, and you're driving 60, and you look over at him, and he says, come on, let's race. And he goes up there about 80. He says, come on, come on. Well, there's been times in my life when I was young and dumb, and I said, let's see if he can outrun me. Back when I was a hot rider, I'd say, wow, like blow him off the road. And he said, ding, 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 turn your little lights on. I said, I got you now. You know, I mean, they could do that, but they hardly ever do that. I don't see them do that very often. But the devil will do that to you. The devil will come up to you and put a thought in your mind, oh, look at that $500 laying there. Just go ahead and steal it. Nobody will ever know. Y'all know where I'm coming from? Or you turn the TV on one day and it's the most wicked show you ever seen. You thought, man, I know I'm not supposed to fill my mind and heart with that trash. The devil said, well, just watch it a few minutes. You know, it might get to be really good here in a few minutes. And so you start watching it. And you start giving place to the devil. Is that contrary to what Jesus told you to fill your mind and heart with? Absolutely right. So if you're watching the junk of the world, like a man the other day, he called, or actually sent an email. Taylor read the email. And she said, Thurman, can I answer this for you? And I read it and I said, well, do you think you know all answers? She said, I guarantee I know all the answers to this. I said, okay, you answer it for me. She said, I'll send you a copy. You can read it to see if you agree. The question was, Mr. Scrivener, with where you walk, how much time do you spend watching secular television? How many movies do you go to in a year? Do you read the newspapers? And if you read magazines, what kind? She wrote back and said, Mr. Scrivener never goes to a movie. He never watches television unless it's Christian. He never reads the magazines. He never goes to any kind of a place that has anything to do with these things. He doesn't take part in the world. He lives in the Spirit. And I said, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. If I go to a movie, and we did go to a worldly movie just the other night, but it was about the spirit world. And the reason I went, I wanted to see what Hollywood's perspective was of the spirit world. And, I don't know, some of you, have anybody in here seen the movie Constantine? You've seen it. Same reason. You went the same reason I did. Just to see. And there was some truth in it, wasn't there? Some wicked things in there. Some profanity and everything else. It was an R-rated movie. I expected it to be wicked. And it was. Well, let me tell you, the spirit world is wicked. And some of the pictures they had in there about the flames of hell and the demons and the wicked stuff, that's probably not quite as real and as wicked as it really is. But they would make you, you know, just, ugh, it's utterly detestable to see those things and what those demons do. And then I'm going to make another statement to you. The people that made that movie and the grotesque beings that they made, all the ones, those people have seen those things. That's not just a figment of their imagination. They've been on hallucinating drugs or something, and in these trips they take, you see these demons. And that's where these things come from. So what they saw and what they put in that movie is true. These wicked-looking beings and demons, that's what they really look like. They're wicked. So if you give place to one of these things, when Paul told us over there in Romans 13, you need to have fear of these things. In other words, you don't have to have fear of them if you walk in obedience to the Word. But the beautiful part about God and His blood that He spent through His Son, if you will diligently and compassionately repent of your sins and tell the Lord, Lord, I'm sorry. I won't never hold a grudge against nobody. I'll repent for these things I've been doing wrong. I will walk holy before You. He will forgive you. And then if you'll stand by faith on His promises, He will heal you. He'll do it every time. I have seen people over and over and over get healed. Now then, a lot of people don't get healed because here's what they do. They take the scriptures like Luke 10, 19, 20, command the devil to leave in the name of Jesus. Now, this is a spirit being. Usually you don't see him leave. Usually you don't see that. Sometimes you do. We've had tremendous manifestations of demons right here in this building. I mean, tremendous manifestation in Christians. I mean, whenever I've had many doctors of theology tell me, Thurman, there's no way, or men and women too, not only doctors of theology say it's impossible
for a Christian to have a demon living in their flesh. Well, let me tell you, they should be here a few times when I've seen these beasts manifest. When a little lady walks in, gentle, talk to her. You know Jesus? Oh, yes, sir. I go to church and I know Jesus. And she's so sweet and everything. And then her husband brings her up here for prayer a little later. And I put my hand on her and shake her hands. I said, now what's your problem? And all of a sudden she can't talk. And I can't hear words he's saying. And I turn around and I say, Wally, do you hear what she's saying? He said, no, I can't hear her either, Thurman. I turned to her husband and I said, what's the problem? And he tells me. And I said, this is just a demon. I said, come out of her, you beast, in the name of Jesus. And boy, all of a sudden she started jerking and screaming and kicking and everything and words of profanity and everything. And that little woman that was a quiet, kind, gentle little lady now is a raging inferno. Two different beings. In fact, one day, nearly everybody was going home, and there was a little lady sitting here in a chair right here. We had all the chairs picked up, and Wally was sitting up here with me, and there was two or three other people standing along here, and I'm sitting here in one of these chairs, which is not anchored to the floor, and she's sitting in a chair right here, not anchored to the floor, and I look up at her, and she's having all kinds of problems, and I'm getting her to repent of her sins, and she'd been involved in the occult, so she had some big demons. So anyway, I looked up at her and I commanded these devils to leave. And I said, now, how do you feel? She kind of rolled her head around like this and she said, I feel awful. So I reached up and grabbed her right quick by the arm, by the shoulders. I shook her. She opened her eyes and looked straight at me. When she did, I saw these demons just manifest. I mean, they just flashed in there. I said, you devil of hell, come out of her in the name of Jesus. When I said that, that woman kicked like this. She raised that foot up and she kicked and she hit that chair right there. And my chair never moved. I guarantee I had an angel holding that chair. If you kick that chair hard, did she kick that chair sitting right here? It never moved an inch. And her chair went lightning fast, plumb through that curtain right yonder on the other side. Her hair come out in front of her. She hit that curtain. By the time she got there, I mean, I am on fire and I'm right behind her. And I run over there, and she jumps up, and she starts clawing and screaming at me. And boy, you ought to have heard some of the foul words I wouldn't even begin to speak out of this little gentle woman that's sitting here a few minutes ago. And now I grab her. We're down on the floor. I holler, Wally, Wally. She's kicking me with her feet. I said, Wally, get over and grab her legs. So he's over there. He's got her legs. I got her hands. Me and Wally is running around a traditional Sunday afternoon at the Living Savior Church. 45 minutes, I don't realize how long it is. I'm screaming, come out of her, you devils of hell, in the name of Jesus. And she said, no, we're not coming out, and all this kind of stuff. And finally, they do come out. The little gal gets set free. She gets up, and she says,
we have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.